I'm Brittany Kirsch.
And I'm Erin Quinlan. Thanks for joining us for the Bear Facts, your weekly radio update from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Last Saturday, we celebrated the 25th anniversary of Gala, and the civil celebration turned out to be the best gala ever. 420 guests attended this year's event, and when all the bids were in, we took in more than $337,000, which is a $35,000 increase over the previous record. Thanks to everyone who helped make Gala 2014 a huge success.
There's more good news on the financial front. The Garrigan Capital Campaign has passed another milestone. In addition to raising over $3 million in pledges, we now hold more than $1.7 million in cash on hand, which is what we need to go ahead with the building project without going into debt.
Final plans are being drawn up for the new gym, as well as classroom and office space that will be added onto the school. We expect to break ground this summer, with construction going on all through the 2014 through 2015 school year. Thanks to everyone who has contributed toward this great improvement for our school.
Last Monday, five Garrigan students competed in the state Envirothon. Only 15 teams qualified for the state Envirothon, and this year Garrigan was the 15th seed going into state. The Bears were overachievers, though. They did well in the test and skills competitions and ended up in 9th place overall in Iowa, beating perennial Envirothon powerhouses like Decorah and Iowa City.
At the state Envirothon, the team made a 15-minute oral presentation and competed written and skills tests about wildlife, aquatics, soils, and forestry. Garrigan's state team included Kristen McGuire, Kylie Fox, Morgan Frieders, Taylor Frieders, and Emily Riesenberg. Congratulations to Coach Beanie Bodie and the Envirothon team.
This past Tuesday, the Garrigan Quiz Bowl team found out the results from the online Spring 3-2-1 competition. The Bears' score of 275 earned them second place statewide in Iowa. Only Davenport Central had a higher score than Bishop Garrigan. The Bears were number 57 nationwide, which places them in the top third of schools around the country. Congratulations, Quiz Bowl.
Last week, the Algona Public Library announced the winners in the annual Kossuth County Garden of Poets Contest. Garrigan students have a long tradition of success in this contest, and we did well again this year. The overall winner of all age levels was Garrigan senior Levi Bernhard, while juniors Mark Fockler, Hannah Bernhard, and Ben Vasky swept first, second, and third places in the high school division. Reese Wadley, Andrew Miller, and Taylor Illig all received honorable mention. Congratulations to all these winners and to English teacher Mary McCall.
Last Monday, art teacher Sheena Pease took 9 students to the North Central Conference Art Show. 2014 will be the final year Garrigan will participate in the show, since the school is leaving the conference after this school year. Junior Morgan Hanna received a purple ribbon for the judges' award in the art show, while Tess Mayer was named runner-up. Other Garrigan students honored include Michael Berkey, Emma Plath, Sarah Skilling, Nicole Walker, Carolyn Baxter, Olivia Vasky, and Katie Simon. Congratulations, artists.
Today, Garrigan is hosting the State Solo and Ensemble Music Contest. Band and choir students from all over the area will be at Garrigan to perform both individually and in small groups. Music directors Ken and Linda Furjack have organized the event, and Garrigan has dozens of entries competing throughout the day. Good luck, musicians.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Bailey Colehouse. Bailey is probably best known for his accomplishments in football. He's also been successful in track. Bailey is a fun, loving guy, but he also makes sure he does well in his classes. He's a part of the Christian Leadership and Action Group. He's gone through training to become an extraordinary minister of Holy Communion. He'll be off to college next fall, and we wish him all the best.
Because of the Easter holiday, we'll be looking at 2 weeks of events on our Garrigan calendar. It begins today as Garrigan hosts the State Solo and Ensemble Music Contest.
Tomorrow is Palm Sunday, which is when St. Cecilia's packages meals for parish families against hunger. Many Garrigan students will be helping with that project.
Tuesday, the golf teams play Clear Lake. The boys are at home while the girls are away. There's boys track at Iowa Falls that night, while the girls track team runs at Algona High.
Wednesday will be the third trip during this Lenten season that Christian Leadership students are making to the Mary's Place Caring and Sharing Hands Mission in Minneapolis. The trap shooting team competes at Palmer Wednesday night.
The junior class has an overnight retreat Wednesday night. Then Thursday, we have our annual morning of reflection at Garrigan. That afternoon, the Quiz Bowl team will compete in the online Think Fast tournament sponsored by Iowa State University.
There's no school activities over the tournament that runs from Good Friday through Easter. On Easter Monday, the boys' golf team plays at Spencer.
The golf teams face Iowa Falls and Eagle Grove on Tuesday the 22nd. Also that night, the girls' track team runs at Garner, and there's boys' track at Belmont.
Wednesday the 23rd is the citywide Giving Back Day. We'll dismiss early for teacher in-service that day, and there's also a rosary scheduled at Garrigan. That night, the trap shooting team hosts a meet.
Friday the 25th, the golf team takes on Algona High. The boys' track team runs at Pocahontas that night. Finally, on Saturday the 26th, it's prom night 2014.
Finally, this week, we want to offer our sympathy and concern to the family of Garrigan students Logan and Megan Besh, whose home burned down this week. Our prayers are with you in this difficult time.
That's the Bear Facts. We'll be off next week as we celebrate Easter, but be sure to join us 2 weeks from today for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.